It is my great pleasure and honor to introduce Irina Mashinsky.
An attempt to explain. And at dawn, someone sober hangs a sky like a worn-out, wrinkled screen on the village far end. The old projector rolls in from east on its heavy cart. And I walk through the tall grass of Russian syllables, where colons and commas are abundant in June and syntax is vague on ladybug's wings. I would settle nowhere else, wouldn't settle for less. Trust me, nothing would ever suffice, but how do I explain how I dread the expression on my motherland's face? Between a willow and a birch tree for charred in your November wind sways you, bewildered, lost between two languages, one a birch tree and one a willow. And you, betrothed to one, betray the other, stand barren, bitter, on the vast plain between two trunks, each outside your reach. Don't dare to touch the bark where blood drums under. No sense, neither in consonants nor vowels, no veils on anvil clouds, long, wet, heavy, trench coats covered in ice crust. You stand between your people and people not yours, between man and woman, not knowing who you are, where, will be, birch or willow, bewitched by the weeping noun endings of one and of the other translucent past tenses, so effortlessly peeling off. May 29th. Tomorrow, Pasternak dies in Peredelkino, where on his grave we spent our youth reciting August, surrounded by quiet men in dark suits, they almost like the lions. Tomorrow is the day, the 30th. And 3 months from tomorrow, Tsvetaeva will hang herself in a Tartar town on the Black Kama River. Kama, a tribute to the fuller, solemn Volga, which rolls her waters south farther from the yoke. The town with a hook-like name, Yelabuga. A tributary to the yet unknown, if only I could give her all my blood to fill those cobbled rubble veins of a laborer, if only all the pine tree air to fill his tormented lungs. I, illegitimate offspring, looking for you, for the two of you, on every bank of each big frozen river where boats are stuck in hardened hammocks. Like a year ago, Waterford, for BR. BR is stands for Boris Rizhiy, a Russian poet from the Ural town of Yekaterinburg, which is a provincial town, committed suicide in 2001 at the age of 27. Rizhiy is in Russian his last name, literally means red-haired, and in provincial slang also substitutes for gold or false gold. Like a year ago. The name of an Indian river, this salty mouth, this bridge at night, trembling lights, a chain of false gold on the youth's neck in a hopeless provincial town in Russia. In the morning, the bridge is invisible. Lights are off. Last year at this time, on the other side of the sound, Marina was dying, and only a fall remained for Sasha. Dawn, high tide, moving inland, the quiet grove comes right to the water, touches it with a toe. Dawn, alone in a house not mine. I dream air, light from the windows thrown open, the empty outskirts of a Russian town, N, a line of a poem as if belonging to R. I read him all day, line just uttered, no one's. Kitish, the title of this poem is a Russian folklore town of fairy tales with the golden bells, domes, palaces, and all this splendor. Fleet left towers arising from waters and sink again, grand central of the sea. Here, bottle glass of terminals, here, shoals of baby fish. Well, Herodot had it described, it's the illustrations that are new on salty creviced parchment. So to Polensk, to all the native cities swallowed by forests, to all the folding books of hieroglyphs, to clean design of Mayan steps, to steps beneath the Alte Cumulus frigates, where my grandfather at 16 denounced the family, joined the Red Guard, saw terror, saw it all, sent them to hell, got himself jailed, jailed again, exiled, then old. We haven't started it, but we have got to see how mermaids swim by rusty snapped off doors of an express stuck in abyssal mud and sit on cliffs of rhymes and sing. As for the meter, as for the pure honey of rhythm, for iamb of literal, for anapest of depths, lighthouses of metaphors, drill towers above shelf waters, we know that tar at night does look mysterious. From space that glides so low, oil spills look like an unknown alphabet. This poem, it's a short poem, but I'd like to introduce it. It's a version of a Russian poem of mine, and I'll read a fragment of it. And this poem is I dedicate the reading of this poem to my wonderful class, July 20, 2008. They will know why. And for their hearts and talents and their amazing comradeship. Ночь. Трава нетерпеливо под стопой, так не родившийся толкает снежной силой. Потише скажешь, что ты, Бог с тобой. Я чувствую, и этого хватило. Но нет, не унимается, права свои качает, как ребенок, больно, и хочет сквозь меня расти трава и вверх, и вниз, и прямо, неокольно, ступни и корни, все тебе трава. Вяжи, вьюнок, точи ножи, осока. Давай, раз-два, покуда я жива, пока я мякоть, протыкай до срока. Grass. The brightest blade of day, night, is here. I stand barefoot right in the center of the backyard under the exiled sun. The grass stirs underfoot. Grass, like an unborn child, kicks impatient. Hold on, slow down, I say, for heaven's sake, I get your point. But no, it won't back off, it knows its rights, demanding willfully its way, it must grow through me, bindweed. My soul, my souls, my roots, my stem are yours. Sedge, rapiers. Senior housing, Irvington. Those who are younger, younger playing bingo, those older, older dancing tango, while corridor all by itself moves toward the elevator with no final flight. And those revolving won't all stop together as they would want, as we would too, I gather. But stop, no, seriously, I'm no coward. I just don't like this fluorescent light. Those walking, young, ticked off, and ever grumpy, perhaps won't notice how the space is lumpy, and orbit bumpy, and more space gets vacant, balloons are lighter, and the rent is low. All talking stops. We just repeat verbatim. Remember, soul. It sounds like Art Tatum. Body and soul. But hawks are going vegan, and they descend unusually slow. Director sometimes sounds highfalutin. Nice cape cupcakes, huh? Those swinging swing, including those sitting, lying, leaking, napping, snooping, no tasty blessed gossip hard to grasp. 40-volt bulb swings like some hallway prefect, while present quickly turns into past perfect, and perfect weather westward rolls unopened to that unbearably shining, shining clasp. Double exposure. Пора вернуться к самому началу, как хорошо заверченном романе. Пора вернуться к самому началу. It's time to go back to the beginning, like in a tightly knit, elaborate novel. It's time to go back to the beginning, to get in, to stop at the car's far end, to drop the bag against the door and keeping balance hover the map of our city subway. How foggy is this fall? How badly we're bothered by the billboard on the road? Nightmare can be magnificent, and more so if watched from an iron bridge with peeling paint, and a maroon and huge and dusty sign of the hotel looks like a board ahead to communism. And I'll also tell you, having grabbed the silver handle covered by a dozen glittering fingerprints and leaning over, for I am nearsighted, the mighty subway map, as if it were a star map, I will tell you that idle rider remembers nothing, saves only losses, that neither wandering nor a sad attraction, like raindrops to a bird, like fingers to the spine. Quick, look here, feels funny, ticklish. And I will also tell you that no one, or so it seems, no one is watching us from above. It's here again. My manuscript is titled Vietka. Vietka is a branch, tree branch. Vietochka is a diminutive, it's a little tree branch, a little twig. Vieter is wind. It's here again. The same branch in my window, same Vietka, Vietochka. As then at my grandparents, I would open my eyes to the great Sunday morning, to the Soviet cheerful radio mantra, orange sun, orange skies. Оранжевое солнце, That's the Politburo of 1970. Getting back to me. I am 6, I am 9, I am 12. The twig freezing in Moscow mist pokes the glass, and small vieter wind moves it lightly just to check on it. Can't believe it's still with me. The two bends and the smooth, shiny nod, the knot, a fork on the left side, Lot's wife, who'd glanced ahead, still wet from the morning jersey drizzle, pokes the window. Waters are rising. My island is smaller and smaller, and I hear far away in the fields a freight train sounds like future. It's just returned from. And this poem is an adaptation via Russian translation from the Avar by Rasul Gamzatov, a song from Dagestan. And I dedicate this reading to my mom. Журавли. Sometimes I think that soldiers who have never come back to us from the blood-covered plains, escaped the ground it didn't cross the river, but turned instead into white screeching cranes. And since that time, the flock is flying narrow or wide or long, and maybe that is why so often and with such a sudden sorrow we stop abruptly staring at the sky. The wedge flies on, trespassing every border, a sad formation, ranks of do, re, mi, and there is a gap in their open order. It is the space they have reserved for me. The day will come beneath an evening cloud. I'll fly, crane on my right, crane on my left, and in a voice like theirs, shrill and loud, call out to those on earth I've left. A sketch. And this is a, there is a name that it's the third time today during the reading that you hear this name, which is funny. It's probably our class has a fixation on that person. A sketch. They leave, they don't leave. Tony, they fall, but pause. At noon, Jonathan Schwartz says, here is Sinatra. They leave and they write their letters, postcards, each rusty leaf, alive, etc. They linger, want to stay and give a reason, a remark, a notion, or say regret or explanation, for December comes and nothing to explain or bear, let alone to love, but footsteps on the snow, or radio, thin threads in cracked air. Thank you.